Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name's Blue. Alongside of me, Craig Wasserman and Joe Grande.
Hello, Blue.
And we have an amazing show for you guys. Joe, let us know what's going
on. Well, thank you guys all for listening all around the world. We greatly appreciate it. Feel free to give us a call anytime at 1-800-420-1980.
Yes.
That's 800-420-1980. Craig, can you say it in a sexy voice?
Ocho zero zero.
No, not in a Spanish
Cuatro,
voice.
Zero. Uno nueve. Sexy. Ocho zero.
Almost like
that
phone
was sexy.
Sex. It was kind of sexy. I don't know why. I felt
that
like
was
I
my
was
sexy,
sexy
Spanish.
Yeah, make sure you follow us online at Cannabis Talk 101. Go to the YouTube page, folks. Check out all the interviews that we do. If you want to see who it is that we're talking to or take a look at us as we sit here and argue sometimes or have some great debates,
Smile.
Feel free to check us out on YouTube at Cannabis Talk 101 and all social media at pot_brothers_@_law is Mark and Craig's company site. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. And you can see the dog barking on his page and his
Hello.
Beautiful wife looking sexy as ever. Blue is at One Christopher Wright.
Yes.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And Blue, before we get into show, I got to tell you what time it is.
It's dime time, guys.
Dime time. And what else time is it?
Check this out, guys. G4 Live Budtenders Awards going down at the Mandalay Bay September 29th through October 2nd. And I'll tell you what, there are going to be some big, big acts going to be there. It's going to be amazing. Terpene Warehouse for all your terpene needs. Budman Stew 420 Impressions. It ain't real, bro. It's just a nug.
And not only that, I got to tell you, the nuggets that Budman Stew puts out, Pitt had one on the other day when we were at Ramona Cannabis
Man.
Co. And everyone was on Pitt. Like, Pitt, what is that on your neck?
Dude.
And it was just dope. It was like he had a Jesus piece that was all iced out. You know what I mean? It's like,
Stuff's
nope.
Amazing.
It's just a nugget it on his neck, and it looks dope, and it attracts a lot of attention.
And they're actually linking up with Terpene Warehouse to actually create a scent for it, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So you have that fresh, kush smell. Viscous Cannabis, guys. You know, Viscous Vape, they have a new product out right now. We've been checking it out, and it is pretty awesome. Their flavors are amazing. Skinny Weed Connector and Cali FX Feel the Effects is always going down. And Mr. Craig Wasserman, can you get
what's in the news, brother? Can you break out some good news? Because there's a lot of good cannabis news out there.
Yeah, we got some good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the good news is that a group of U.S. senators has unveiled the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. Which
Say that again? The cannabis?
Yeah, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Party,
yep,
is putting forward the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act.
Is this the one that they went against Biden on and they said, okay, we're just going to go for this?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But the sad news is every time the government tries to, you know, move forward with legalization, they fuck it up. Because, I mean, it's you always hear from the older generation, like our friend Matt Cumin, who's been doing political stuff for years, and like people bitched about 64. A lot of stuff wrong with 64, but it was a step. It was a first step. Made it, you know, adult use, expunge people's records, but it was still fucked up with the regulatory system and the taxes. And it's got to be fixed along the line somewhere. Otherwise, the illegal market's never going to go away. It's only going to get bigger with the amount of taxes that are going on here in California. And at the federal level, granted, they want to take it off the schedule list. You think that would be great. Yeah, rah, rah, rah.
You think that should have happened already, for God's sake.
That should have already happened. But the problem
is... It's coming.
Some of the key points of the new act that they're proposing, 21 and over would be able to purchase it. Sales would be limited to no more than 10 ounces of pot. That's what the article says. And I don't know if that's 10 ounces a day or 10 ounces. You can go to a store and only can get up to 10 ounces.
I think it's within 24.
Here in California, you can only get up to an ounce.
A day?
A day.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, unless you're medical. Yes.
And no, yeah, correct. Yeah, unless you're medical. If you're medical, that doesn't apply, period. So now what's also real interesting is, so they're taking away the jurisdiction over cannabis, taking it away from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, which sounds great. But guess who it would be under? It would
another be, division it, of the
it
law?
It would be under the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, one agency.
Wow.
The Alcohol Tobacco Tax Agency.
I told you it's coming that route.
Trade Bureau under the Treasury Department, 3, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, 4. So
wow.
It's now under 4 other
let's talk about why
governmental
though.
Entities.
So explosives is going to be your extracts because they want to make sure that they, you know, they understand the
that's a good breakdown.
Velocity.
No, I don't agree.
Could be though.
The tobacco is because it's going to go through the smoke and it's going to go through the distributions like Costco and everybody like we've discussed in the past.
Not when
it
you
sounds
say.
Like it. No, it sounds
not
like
when you say.
Oh, it's going to happen before that.
No, you owe me $10,000.
No, ten grand.
I thought it was $5,000 or whatever.
$1,000 or something like that, but it was $500.
We got but the nice thing about these podcasts is that they're recording.
They are recording. Yeah. But I still got time. I had 3 years, you know what I mean? And you don't think it's gonna happen in 3 years?
Not in Costco.
No, we said it's gonna be legalized.
You said
federally
Costco.
Legalized.
No.
I said
you
smoke
said
shops,
in
Costco's or some of that.
That was our bet. Nothing to do when it was legalized.
Ladies, can we move forward?
So anyways.
But diving into let's continue diving into your story because the four different categories? Because I want to give that talk.
You don't want to hear the worst part is one of the worst things of the bill.
The food's for edibles. The smoke is for tobacco. The explosive is for extraction.
I like what
labs,
Blue's saying, where he's going.
And the other one that you said,
the
alcohol.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, that's for
food,
regulation,
right. For
because it needs to be tested.
Alcohol Tobacco Tax Agency.
Right, which is going to be
Trade Bureau under the Treasury Department.
Well, because it's going over state lines in this.
No,
and that.
No. Wait,
what
let
is that
me
one
get
for?
To my next point.
Okay, please do.
So,
a lot of, you know what I mean? A lot of
law,
good, those are good points you made.
The new law is ensuring that the states that still have it illegal can continue to do that.
Say that
what
again?
You talking about,
which
Willis?
Which means you can't take it over state lines, so there's no interstate commerce.
So once it goes federally legal, some states can say, no mas, we don't want to do that?
Yes.
Are you shitting
according
me?
According to this bill.
Well, they
that's wrong.
So that's horrible.
Well, think about it. It's almost, as I say, it's wrong.
My
mind
went to. Already made the decision to do it.
Look what they do with alcohol in the Bible Belt.
Now,
you can't buy alcohol on Sundays. You can't buy it after 9 p.m.
No, not on this side of the border, but you go on the other side of the border, you can buy what you want and bring it home.
My point is that with alcohol is my point to what we're saying.
Well, but that's different than interstate commerce where the businesses can be in California, can sell to any state in the country. And if that isn't part of the deal, I say that should be a deal breaker. I got an email today from, I think it was Normal. From Normal. And it said, we need your opinion. And it has a questionnaire about this new act. Are these deal breakers? Two of them, taxes, deal breaker. E-commerce, not e-commerce, interstate commerce. To me, I put deal breaker. If you can't make it so it's legal in all 50 states, then you know it should trump these backward-ass states that still have it illegal for absolutely no legitimate, reasonable reason.
The bill should be off the table is what you're saying.
Yeah, but what bothers me is it's even the Democrats who are coming forward with these, with just a solution that, you know, it might get the other politicians. That's what the problem is. And the worst, they're doing this because it gets those on the fence to maybe, okay, I'll let it go through. I'll vote for it. I won't oppose it.
Why do you think that, though? Why do you think it gets
10% federal tax? Also,
on top of everything else?
On a sliding scale of up to 5% more each year for the next couple years, so we can go up to 25%.
That's ridiculous.
Talk about enabling the illicit market on top of up to an effective 38 to 40-something percent effective tax that we have in California under state rules.
And it's funny because when people read these headlines, you get this feeling, Craig, that, oh my God, right. I can tell Blue it's going to go. Exactly.
It's a knee-jerk.
Look how great this is. It's going to go federally legal, Blue. And look why. Look at the headline. But you don't read all these fucking details, and you don't hear how they're going to tax the shit out of this even more so.
Correct.
And then these other states aren't going to allow it. And then you're still breaking the law when you go into Kansas and Idaho.
It'll dwarf the industry. I mean, it won't allow the industry to explode and scale like it could if you just federally make it legal, trump the state's law, say if you want it legal, I mean, it's legal, set up a regulatory program.
Can they do that, you think? Does your knowledge say, yes, they can do something to make something federally legal, and no matter what the state says, if the government says federally legalization, period, can they do that, do you know, Mr. Lawyer?
That's alcohol.
Are you 100%?
Alcohol, they can do what they did it with alcohol. State can't ban alcohol. They can ban of it on a certain day, like they do in the Bible.
And I think that's what they're alluding to in that.
Well, no, they're trying to get the politicians who are for states' rights, and so there's a dichotomy because you have state rights. Leave it up to the states. Leave it up to the states. So if you have that, leave it up to the states, which we've been preaching, because all the states but a few have said okay. That means you got to take the good with the bad. So if one state says no, then those people in that state should vote those fuckers out of fucking office.
And it's almost the way government works, right? And life in general. You take the good with your bad, even with your significant other and everything. But sometimes this bad is too much and you got to cut it. Like, I mean, this isn't right, you guys.
Is it worth taking it off the schedule list so it's no longer a federal crime whatsoever?
They're kind of strong-arming everyone.
Against all the other crap I just bitched about. What do you mean? So just like
you say, no, go back to the drawing board and bring us something different.
Or like in 64, you know, it gets passed. We have all this other bullshit that's crappy about it, but people got out of jail. People got their records expunged. People had felonies go down to misdemeanors. Misdemeanors get completely wiped away. I mean, so there's, you know, it's a tough call. So, and do you go back in like we have our friends that have a ballot initiative? I don't know if it's going to hit in 2022 or 2024, but it's going to try to overturn the 15% excise tax here in California. Mm. It's going to streamline the regulatory process. And so we got to fix it. So why don't we just do it right the first time? There's enough people out here in this industry, the stakeholders, that we could give them the advice to, but they don't come to us.
Well, because it's the lawmakers, right? It's these people sitting up there, old fucks, who sit there and go, I know what we need to do. And it's terrible that it comes back down to our voting rights, folks, who we're voting to put up there, we're putting up there to make these decisions for us.
How is it that 48 states, I believe, total, have either
47,
medical,
there's three that don't,
or adult in some fashion or another, yet the senators at the federal level from those states, we should have a majority to pass federal legalization. If their states want it, why are those two senators from those states still not voting for it?
Well, so one of the senators came out recently, right, and just started speaking on.
Well, a lot of them have.
Well, they're starting to get behind cannabis for the first time. One of them has just came out and started speaking behind cannabis, which is, you know, we have someone on the seat now that's at the table that is pushing behind cannabis.
Well, Cory Booker's been doing it for years, and I don't think he's that all behind this too. I don't know. I haven't read into what his take on this is, but it's just ridiculous is what it is. I mean, I don't know what else to say except just do it right the first time. I mean, take California, for example. Right now, after it was passed in 16, regulated in 18, now we still only have one-third of 480-something cities that allow cannabis.
Well, shit, hold that thought. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, live here in studio. And listen, Craig, I'm listening to everything you were saying, and I still want to be... I'm still drawn back to the four different bureaus that they're going to issue it to, which was
can we break down those bureaus again?
Firearms.
Because I think Blue had a good point on those bureaus of why.
Well, they want everybody to get involved.
But yeah, who
more
are,
bureaucratic?
But it kind of makes sense.
But the funny part is, it doesn't. The funny part is, California, which is another story, just went from 3 regulatory agencies to 1.
Right.
Instead of having one for just we had one for growing, the CDPHA. We had one for manufacturing, the CDPH, and we had one, the BCC, for retail, distribution, transportation.
And the okay, and
so let me ask you.
So now they've gone down to one agency. They put them all together. So it's all this is more bureaucratic bullshit.
Well, let's talk about those four agencies real quick.
And before we do, do you guys know how many things we have to go through to get tomatoes or lettuce or oranges
not as
or
many
strawberries?
As you do
how about alcohol?
Even the alcohol. So my point
not
is we're
as
gonna,
many for cannabis.
And my point is with cannabis, though, we're checking something that is, you know, a plant that people are going to smoke, just like the food, and you have
and
to pass, and they're going to eat it.
And they're,
so
they're
I really,
under,
we've been doing
pressures.
That for years.
And I know we have, Craig, and I see that, but for it to go open eyes for everybody, if they do these things right and you break down those four things like Blue was mentioning, they make sense to have a little bit more. Like, I really started to see when Blue said why the tobacco, or excuse me, why not only tobacco, but why the firearms.
The food.
There's explosives.
What four were they, Craig?
No,
let's
they need
bring
to
it
keep
back.
Their hands. See, this is the dichotomy
who's,
between
who's
states, right?
Let's analyze
right?
each one of
yeah,
them, Craig.
Yeah, talk about each one of those. What
let's,
are the four
let's
ones
analyze
again?
The first
okay, the
one.
They
want
to go from one to four.
Now, I mean, but mind you, as we talk about this at the federal level, every state that has legalized it in some manner or another already has these same agencies.
Well, we should have across 50 states the same thing.
At the state level, overseeing the cannabis in their state. It's already being done. So we don't need a whole nother level of bureaucracy.
No, but
we need one level that covers all 50 states.
Keep your hand.
This is a federal play, though.
Keep the federal hand out of the state's issue.
You want the federal hand out, but you also want them.
No, I don't want the hand out.
Let them in.
They have to come in, though.
I want it off the scheduled list. I don't want the feds involved.
We all want, but the feds have, the federal level has to come in to regulate.
They're going
to
get theirs.
No, they don't. They don't have to come in and regulate it. They need to just take it off the schedule list so
and
it's not
walk
a
away?
Federal drug and walk
no
away.
No way, there's
well,
too much money. There's too much money.
Who's
going to
test it? Who's going to test for pesticides?
We already and have that, Joe.
All 50 states should be under one,
already,
though. They're all fucking mixed up. This state's
that.
One, that state's another.
We already have the testing
Yeah, but they're
in
all
place.
In different things,
but,
though.
But testing in
places. Testing sucks, too. That's a whole other
that's
well,
my
that's
point.
Podcast.
And that's my point is that's why I'm saying if we follow, if they can put together, in my opinion, a true system that follows, and I don't care if it's 1, 3, 4, or 5, but when I heard these four and heard Blue's scenario of why, which I want him to dive into again, that actually opened my eyes because I was stuck on one. I liked one. But when you said the four and I heard the reasons, that makes more sense for all 50 states. Let's follow these regulations.
Right, and that's how you can actually monetize all four states, I mean all the states with those four different ones. And I want to hear them again, though, if you would, please.
All right. We got the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Stop there. U.S. Food Administration. Why Food Administration? Edibles. Would you agree?
Not only edibles. You ready for this? Would you agree with
drinks?
Testing the pesticides on the plant like they do with lettuce and fucking vegetables?
We don't need another government agency.
Well, no. Let's just make it one. But I agree. Make it one.
We already have those.
But that one
but
will
doing
monetize
a great job?
All of them and keep them all
you
in
You think
one
the
house.
Federal government's going to do better?
Do you eat the food that you haven't had a breakout? Sometimes we do. We get a call back on some food, so it happens.
Right.
Let's just call it what it is. It happens sometimes, but they have a
and
strong regulation on
and
it.
And that's happening with cannabis recalls.
It happens,
it's
but my point is if it goes
for
all 50
so
states and it goes through this
governmental
play.
Agency. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
What's the next one?
The next one is Alcohol, Tobacco, and Tax Administration.
Okay, so alcohol, tobacco, and tax. So the reason they're already set up for this. Why? Because they've already taken alcohol through the prohibition. They've already taken tobacco through this process of distribution and monitoring what's going on
Great
with
points,
it.
Blue.
So why not do it with cannabis? It makes sense.
They have the infrastructure to do it.
And if they take,
just want more tax money.
Well, of course, but I think it's actually going to be less. Let me tell you why.
In the long play,
Let me tell you why. Because
I'm going to hear your math.
Okay, because it's
Puerto Rican math,
because
not Mexican.
You have all the states, right, on it. So you have all the states now going through one channel, which means that they can bring down that tax amount versus just having it in that one state.
That makes no
that's
sense.
That's what I'm. Why isn't it? I think it makes sense as well. I hope that's the case, and that's what I'm hoping for. If everybody has a true,
okay, wait,
this
wait,
is
wait,
how
wait,
we
wait,
do it for all 50.
Wait, you're hoping that somehow by instituting a federal tax is going to bring down the taxes.
And if we take away the other ones.
I've got some swamp land for you, brother.
I got a bridge, too. I got to sell you, too. You want to go on it?
I got something for you down here.
I know. I'm saying what I'm hoping for, Craig.
Trust
me.
Give me $100,000.
I know.
And I'll get it to you tomorrow.
Don't get me wrong, Craig. I hear you, but I'm telling you what I'm hoping for and why I'm looking at what you're saying and hearing what Blue's analogies are for this swamp. That makes sense.
Craig's got swamp shorts, not swamp ass.
But I don't disagree with the reasons he's saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He's absolutely correct.
I think Blue's making great points, right?
No, absolutely. I don't agree that we need these other agencies involved.
But why would the federal government let loose of the hold that they already have of it being illegal if they're not going to take their share?
I don't disagree with that statement.
I think it's
fucked up that they do that.
What's the next one?
And that's got to change
what they
do. We've got, I never heard this one before, but I'm assuming it's something to do with the Trade Bureau under the Treasury Department.
Which would be state lines, crossing state lines?
Let me Google it real quick. What's it called again? Trade Bureau?
Trade Bureau. It's under the Treasury Department.
I mean, that would probably be transportation and
which
trade.
Which is dealing with money.
Right.
No,
well, trading.
No, it doesn't have to be across state lines. It's more of dealing with money, the money part of it.
Well, it says
so
it's the homepage for Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau under the Department of Treasury. Our mission is to collect federal.
Right, collect as much taxes as you can.
That's the taxes game.
Well, looking at
taxes
again.
They've got to eat, though. Listen, in order to run all these programs and have all these different entities in place, they've got to take their little
more bureaucratic
nonsense. They've got to wet their beak.
Well, look at this. Here we go. You guys ready for this?
Look at the way oil's taxed.
And it's saying here. Let me read this to you guys.
I agree. Too much
taxes. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau statutorily named the Tax and Trade Bureau and frequently shortened to TTB, is the Bureau of the United States Department of the Treasury, which regulates and collects taxes on trade and imports of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms within the United States. So everything that they're kind of using as well, this is the funnel that also taxes them.
Right. Right.
Of those other three. So that's what it is.
I don't disagree with that analysis at all.
Well, that's
so I can see why they come into play. I see why they come into play. If they're trying to treat this like a tobacco, like a liquor, therefore alcohol.
Which they are treated like a tomato.
Let's start with the alcohol because it's 21 and over. Tomato's not 21 and over.
Well, listen, if there became a huge, let me tell you this, if there was a huge fad of people smoking tomato leaves and it was getting them high or it was giving them medication.
The government would tax it.
Of course they would.
It would be a different tax.
Or it would be illegal. You know what I mean? And it's been illegal forever, and now they're trying to say, hey, it doesn't need to be illegal. It actually is medical. It does help people. It is an adult or recreational use brand. Let's allow
tax it just like you do alcohol then.
You know what,
as well,
though?
That'd be ideal.
The problem is this. This is the problem. This is the problem.
Get on the mic, French. You know you got to speak, please. You got good points.
This is the problem, though. We are dealing with cannabis, which for so many millions of people, it is a true medication. We're not dealing with alcohol, which has medicinal value.
I agree with that.
Whatsoever,
everything you're saying, we agree.
But under the medical acts, though, right? The people.
Act, the medical patients would mean zero.
But because they're not going to pay taxes on it,
and so they're leaving them out in the dust.
No. What do you mean? They're
people
not charging
who need
medical
it,
patients.
No, yes,
taxes.
They are.
What are their taxes?
Under the federal plan, being a patient wouldn't exempt you from paying. Wouldn't exempt you from anything.
Your insurance companies will pick it up now, Craig.
No, they're not.
It would be nice if they do. They should. They should allude to that.
The only way that they'll do that is going through these processes. The only way they're going to do it is
if that happens.
You
want to
make another bet right here on air?
We're not talking about what should happen.
In the next 10 years, you don't believe that?
No, I believe they will.
Okay.
What's the next one? Go to the next one then.
The last one is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Just say I'm right.
That's your last name.
Go ahead. I got you.
What's his last name?
He's having a hard time. Yeah. So the other thing is this. Now, the last one, explosives, right? We're talking about, you know, high pressure inside of these extraction labs that have highly explosive materials inside of them.
And they should be in your backyard, Craig.
And they should be monitored by an explosive.
Hey, we didn't blow anything up for 5 years.
Well, thank God.
You bootlegger.
You blew your pockets up, Jack.
You know,
exactly. That's a good one.
Allegedly.
Nice shoes. How much did those $500 shoes cost?
But the point is this. The scrutiny a lab or a volatile manufacturing lab has to go through in the state of California is absolutely, you need bomb-proof, and I don't disagree if you're dealing with volatile materials that could blow up.
Which they are.
Look at that blow up in L.A.
Type 7 license ain't no joke.
That was a fireworks and shit.
Yeah, that was completely different.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was different. But we already have that stuff in place.
No, but we have it in place for the state.
Right.
And
every state has that in place.
But each individual state now wants to work with other states. So how are you going
to
do that if you don't have the feds involved? And how are they not going
to make it federally across all states?
They're not going to monetize it.
Make it federally legal and step aside.
Everybody
wants
to get their
beak wet. No, but
you
have to have guidelines. You can't just step aside.
We have guidelines. What aren't you hearing?
No, but they're not the right ones.
Oh, no. The federal government's going to be better than the state legislature?
Probably.
Hell no.
Let me tell you why.
Hell no.
I don't
tell you why.
They will screw it up even worse.
The state has fucked it up. Let me tell you why they fucked it up. Look at the thing.
You really think the... go ahead, Blue.
No, I just think right now that if you look at historically, our state's been fucking it up. You know, we have all these complaints about what our state's done. We have all these complaints what
other states.
Every state's doing, right? So why do we have all these problems?
Except Oklahoma.
But now, let
do
me
what
ask you,
want.
Are they all bitching about tobacco? Are they all bitching about alcohol?
I bet early on they did, though.
In the beginning,
I don't know for sure.
Because it wasn't standardized. And the problem is you got 100 different chiefs and all these no Indians.
And I'm Indian. Winnebago.
You know what I mean? And so the problem is we need more Indians, and then we need one chief, dude. And that way,
I like that
we
theory
can
too,
push,
again.
We can push a real tribe. Other than that, you know what I mean? We have too many freaking, you know, chiefs and no Indians. Yep. Right now, every state's their own chief.
Wait,
and
Blue.
And that's going to get taken away, bro. That just
Don't
doesn't,
get mad
that's
at
not
me,
how
but
it works.
Have you been sniffing glue?
I do if you know, when I want to get
high. Now you're attacking my friend right now.
You know, if
just
I want to get
not
high.
You. Okay. Just Blue.
Okay.
If I want to get
Blue
high.
Who can handle it?
I'm not afraid of it. Let's say that.
Because
hold on. Do you remember sniffing glue out of the bags? I used to remember doing that.
Huffing paint?
How about eating the paste?
Dude, I'll never forget sniffing glue so much, dude. I was looking at the fucking microwave, and I seen little military men going across the microwave.
I
tripped out so hard off sniffing glue.
I wasn't like you, Joe.
I think I was like 8 years old.
I unfortunately disagree that the feds are going to do any better than what the states have already
done. It's not about whether or not they're going to do better or worse. It's the fact that if we want it to go there, then they got to get their beak wet. Period. And if we don't let them get their beak wet,
it ain't going to happen.
Then it ain't going to happen.
That's not how it should be.
But
it's the way the game works, though.
Go ahead, Frankino.
Turn your mic on. Is he turned up, Pitt, or is your power not on? One or the other.
The little red button. There
we go.
No. Well, there you go. Now you're on.
There has to be a standard, and the only way there's going to be a standard is if the states work together.
That's it. He's off. He lost.
He's saying there must be a standard. The states got to work together. I mean, I don't. There's, you know, like every state has their own rules and taxes on what you said, oil. You know, they all have their own rules.
But yeah, but listen, we're talking about an illegal. At this point, it's a federally illegal substance. And in fact, it's up there categorized
so give
with
you the
heroin.
So they're giving you the carrot.
No.
We've
got to make it better, but I see where they're going. I see where they're trying to go.
You're
going
right to fuck it up sense, and make listen, the illegal market bigger.
And you know what? Of That's course, they're going to listen. They're going to damage the plane on the way up, but they're not going to crash it. But the states right now are crashing it. And let me tell you why they're crashing it. Because everybody's in their pocket. They don't have control of their own backyard, meaning there's all kinds of illegal activity still going on. And why?
That's because they're charging too much taxes. How come the federal government can't just see that?
But that's what they're saying, though.
Do you think Craig's going to see this in his lifetime?
Do you think he'll die first?
You think he'll be dead before it really gets good?
I hope not. I'll bet you will. I'm just playing. I got a bet on that one right now.
Hold on. Let's make a bet here. Will Craig be dead? And bottom line, we don't have to pay him.
Let's see. My father right now is 87.
Still hitting fastballs.
So I've got 37 years if we use that as a gauge.
Dude, you didn't live your life like your father did, though. He wasn't all fucking beat up like you.
Yeah, he wasn't fucking sniffing.
Hey, you know, I get sick less than any of you motherfuckers.
He wasn't sniffing.
I'm just saying, you're comparing yourself to your dad. I see your dad. He can still hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. You can't even hit my nuts, and I'm coming at you 2 miles an hour.
I can hit those. Of course you can. You hit them straight with your lips. I can hit those balls.
He hit them twice with his lips.
What's that on your chin? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 right here with Blue, Joe Grande, the Pop Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman. And Joe Grande is about to give us something when he goes green.
Well, first off, Craig, that was a great story, and I'm glad we got all fired up about it. And I think
the nuts on the chin
was a great way to end it, by the way. But
it was my foot up your ass.
Whoa! Don't attack me because your nuts are your.
Because he said he would hit those nuts.
Yeah,
he did.
Let's
twice.
Get that as a soundbite too, please, because I want that as my phone ring.
Yeah,
I'll put your nuts on my chin.
I think Blue said that, not me.
Either way, I got a good go green for you guys, but that was great news, Craig, and it was the funny thing is I could still talk about
nuts.
All of it, and as we were just talking in the break, as Franchino was mentioning, all the other taxes, I think we all want the same thing on that, just to wrap it up.
No, what he was saying is
when
a truck leaves Nevada and it comes into California.
You can't do that right now, by the way.
No, but by the way, don't fall that one off. But when a truck leaves Nevada and Chicago comes into here, whatever, when they come in, they're going to hit that little pullover, and they're going to pay they're going to weigh it. They're going to say, you're going to pay your little tax here.
But all these trucks do that anyways.
No, but with cannabis, they don't yet. So the state tax is higher now. But once the feds are controlling it for that state and allowing that state to get their little beak wet, and every time someone brings that cannabis through that state, the price can go down. Why can it go down? Because now you have truckers coming from all over the states.
And watch
what's
going to go down, too. When Mexico brings it, dog, just like we're getting avocados from Mexico.
And Mexico will pay a little more.
Your wife only uses avocados from Mexico.
Believe it, senor. You don't buy the California ones because they're too expensive.
Exactly.
And they're not even coming across.
She's at the dollar store going, mijo, Craig, I'm getting us some avocados. You okay?
Say hi to Joe Grande for me.
Oh, and tell him he didn't say happy birthday to me, that bastard.
That's right.
I did.
She mentioned it again today to me.
Oh, I'm not mad.
I can't even say hi to her from a distance.
I can't believe you, man. I made a solid call in the middle of the night, like happy birthday, love you, wish I could be with you.
Well, I got a good one, you guys, for you as we move forward on something that's going green. Fab Five Freddy. If you don't know who Fab Five Freddy is, I want to smack you in the forehead because Fab Five Freddy is one of the hip-hop legendary classics from MTV and all the great stuff that he's done in the past, but he's hooked up with B Noble Inc. to team up with Cureleaf to launch B Noble Cannabis brand. And, you know, when cats like this get in the game, it just makes me smile and happy. And he's an OG older dude to launch B Noble brand in Massachusetts and Maryland. So he's hitting up that East Coast. Of course, that's where he's from. This partnership is part of Cureleaf's rooted and good corporate social responsibility program that seeks to help right the wrongs of the war on drugs, which negatively affect people of color who are disproportionately criminalized. I love that. The Brown founded by well-known visual artist, filmmaker, and hip-hop pioneer Fab Five Freddy is dedicated to raising awareness and creating much-needed funding for people facing the social equity problems that they've been having and the cannabis-related criminalizations problems that they've had. Bernard Noble was sentenced to 13 years of hard labor after being arrested for possessing the equivalent of 2 joints.
Wow.
Bernard became a nation symbol for the movement to reform unjust drug laws in 2017 after being released from prison 7 years into his sentence. Folks, did you hear me? 2 joints.
Mm.
And served 7 years into his sentence, which he probably got out on good time and all that other shit. But here's a quote right here. My life restarted when I walked out of prison with the cameras rolling on me and I met Fab. Bernard Noble said, I'm excited to know to be working with Cureleaf and helping to educate, inform, and bring a high-quality product to the people, Noble said. Can you imagine being popped with 2 joints and being hit like that? That just, hurts my heart.
And the sad part is that this is he's one of many. You know what I mean? And that's not talked about and swept under the rug. This is just the the beginning of the people to start coming out, because we've been disproportionate, and the country is barely starting to recognize it. And I'm not going to say that these bigger companies are finally getting the picture, but at least they're taking the step to do it. And let me say that, congratulations to Curaleaf. Thank you for...
Curaleaf is doing the right thing. And
they're
doing
the right thing.
And as long as you start doing the right thing, we're going to start giving you props all the time. In addition, 10% of the proceeds of each Be Noble product sold will go to local organizations helping those affected by the war on drugs. And this is a great quote right here. We are incredibly proud of the team this brand and product to market are bringing with Bernard Nobles and Fad Five Freddy. That is from Joe Bayern, Curaleaf's CEO. Bernard's life optimizes the countless individuals who share his story, and his partnership serves as a reminder of the change and opportunity that could help when people work together. And that last line right there, when people work together, is the key element right there that we need to help out and take out from Black, Brown, White, Asian, everyone. Let's work together and realize that there's people who this gentleman, for instance, took 7 years in prison for two joints. I've been outside today alone with Mr. Craig Wasserman, and he smoked two joints in front of me today.
True story.
It's crazy to think that.
True story, that back when I started smoking cannabis, it was two joints and go to fucking jail for a long time, felony.
And you smoked literally, well, you probably smoked more, but two joints in front of me today, which is crazy to think. Did you smoke any other besides that?
Nope.
Just those two
Just
on those breaks?
Two. Yep.
But still, so you know what? That's your Go Green segment. Curaleaf, you're doing the right thing. Blue, if nobody else loves you,
we do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.